Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 3129, A Simple Act of Kindness, by Dr. Allison Nebus Davis of drallisonanswers.com, and I'm Justin Mollick. Welcome back to a Sunday bonus episode where I give you a little bit of extra content from a different podcast in our network that I think will also help you live a life that's a bit more meaningful and happier. And this episode is coming from Optimal Relationships Daily. So without further ado, here's Greg with a bonus post as we optimize your life.
A Simple Act of Kindness by Dr. Allison Nebus Davis of drallisonanswers.com. Today, I'm sharing a simple act of kindness, an act that's floated in and out of my mind since it happened nearly a month ago. I'm sharing this simple act of kindness to inspire you and to remind you that it doesn't take much to make someone feel good. Earlier this spring, I made the big and bold decision to expand my practice. It was a scary decision, one that took an enormous amount of courage. Life quickly became stressful, signing leases, crunching numbers, planning new hires, and designing a new office space. All of my attention was on the new practice. Balance went out the window, and life's other priorities got pushed aside. One of the biggest things to get pushed aside? My workouts. While I'm not super into health and fitness, I have developed a pretty consistent workout routine over the last 3 years, waking up at 5 a.m. for my beloved Orange Theory class. At 5 a.m., it's a pretty regular crew at our studio, yet I don't actually know the people in my class that well. I know a few first names. I know who likes what number treadmill, and I know who likes rap versus 80s rock. Recently, though, I've become Facebook friends with a few of my classmates, but in all honesty, I still don't know them that well. So, during the stressful season of opening the new practice, I made the decision to ease up on my workouts. I knew I couldn't stay up till midnight wired on caffeine and then wake up at 4:30 a.m. So, I gave myself permission to take a beat and get back on the workout train when things settled down. A month went by, when Facebook alerted me to a new message. I was taken aback to see a message from one of the fellow 5 a.m. Orange Theory members. It read, "Hey Allie, I haven't seen you guys for a while. It might be that I've been traveling a bit, but I wanted to check and see if you and Matt were okay." I stared at the screen, a bit stunned, confused, and then in a quick second I felt a wave of familiar emotion. Not happiness, not sadness, not joy or embarrassment. This emotion was much more specific and nuanced. In that moment, I felt overwhelmingly seen. Seen isn't an emotion you hear often, but it's powerful. Feeling seen is like someone saying, "I notice you, you matter, and you are worth my attention." As I've reflected on this Facebook message, I thought back to an interaction over 5 years ago when I took public transit to work. Every morning I had the same bus driver, and then for a few weeks he was gone. I wondered what had happened to him. I wondered if he'd got a new route. And then a week later, he was back, smiling like normal. I climbed up the bus stairs. "Hey man, welcome back. Where you been?" The look on his face was unmistakable. It was quick but clear. He felt noticed. He felt cared for. And he felt seen, simply from a rider on his morning bus route. When you comment on someone's absence, you're communicating several important things. One, that you noticed them in the first place. This is a powerful message, particularly in a time when we're connected to devices more often than one another. Second, you're communicating that you noticed their absence, that the world felt a little different without them. And third, you're communicating concern. Genuine and curious concern. Feeling seen is a powerful emotion. It's deep, meaningful, and fulfilling. And when it comes from a near stranger, it will catch you off guard and fill your heart in a way you can't fully explain. What would happen in our world if you truly saw the people around you? What would happen if you communicated concern and compassion more regularly? How could you catch a stranger off guard, reminding them that they matter and that you see them? Maybe you've had a different postal carrier the last few weeks, and then suddenly your regular carrier comes back. Welcome them back. Help them feel seen. Maybe the clerk at your grocery store got a haircut. Surprise them with a compliment. Help them feel seen. Maybe one of the employees at your child's daycare is back after a few days out sick. Tell them you missed their smile at morning drop-off. Help them feel seen. Seeing others is a simple act of kindness. It takes less than 2 seconds. So pay attention as you move through the world. Look up from your phone. And be curious about the people in your shared spaces. Check in with them. Welcome them back. And comment when you see something different. Feeling seen is a gift, a simple act of kindness. So the question is, who are you going to share it with? You just listened to the post titled, A Simple Act of Kindness, by Dr. Allison Nebus Davis of DrAllisonAnswers.com. And it was a dandy. Thanks a lot to Dr. Allison today for sharing a viewpoint that's both simple, as she put it, and also very powerful. And there are a lot of ways we can put this into practice, right? I think it's an important thing to remember as we contemplate this piece. Maybe it's checking in on someone who we haven't seen in a while, or maybe it's randomly cooking a loved one of their favorite meals, or bringing them a picture from the past that's tied to a nice memory the two of you share. I think what I'm getting at is that we can bring a sense of being seen to anyone we cross paths with. Dr. Allison makes such a great case for the value of doing this for strangers. But just because we spend a lot of time with those who are in our inner circle doesn't mean that they always feel they're necessarily looked after or that they can share themselves with complete honesty and vulnerability. Sometimes going out of our way for them can really revive a sense of connection. And this is an especially useful tool for those, like myself, who may get lost in their thoughts or anxieties and can't necessarily be conversationally present at all times. To be able to express our love through brief, subtle actions is a powerful way to show affection as well as conserve our own energy. Food for thought. Time to wrap up, though, everyone. I'm really thankful that you joined today and every day. You know I'll be back tomorrow with another post, so join me once again if you'd like as we transition into parenting content tomorrow and Friday. I hope to see you there, where your optimal life awaits.